Hey everyone, Sarah here.
Hey, it's Andrew.
And today we're going to use this episode as a classroom. We're going to give you a little lesson on what they don't teach you in school, which is how to take care of your home.
Yeah.
You've had several re-inspects. So we've had clients who haven't purchased the house that we inspected for one reason or another. And you've literally been invited back by another realtor to inspect the house for their client.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And for the very reason that home inspections are a moment in time.
Yeah. It's a snapshot in time. And yeah, when you say re-inspect, you're not talking about going out and doing an inspection after repairs were done.
No.
This is a
whole new home inspection.
Yeah, whole new home inspection, but on the same property.
Right.
And we had a house that like new things came up.
Right. We'll actually share a link to our posts because we had a little reel about it.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Or it's on Facebook as well if you guys want to follow us at WS Inspect there. But we'll link the Instagram in our show notes because, yeah, it's just fascinating how the house just has aches and pains. And sometimes they go away. And sometimes it's worse. And sometimes it's something completely different.
Yeah.
And we've seen that this season. So it's just very, very interesting.
It really
and
is.
So it dawned on me, a lot of these things people don't even think of. Like, I was just watching a video from Estate Home Inspections over on the East West Coast. I think they're in Washington. I'm not sure. It's irrelevant. He did a video about attic leaks and what to look for, and it was fantastic. So we'll link that too. But I remember when you became a home inspector, and after when you were learning about leaks, I started popping my head up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure during heavy rains, like to look for stuff. And, you know, we found one once, but I mean, if we had not found it, it would have gotten worse.
Yeah.
So it's just about being intentional and looking.
Yeah.
And knowing what to look for, which is what, you know, enter Andrew.
Yeah.
Let's start in the attic since everybody has one.
Almost everybody has one.
Really? Oh yeah. Some people have little slits. I just realized that.
Yeah. Every house is supposed to have an attic access.
Yes, we'll use that in quotations.
yeah. And it's you always want to have it accessible
Let's start with the typical attic.
Yeah,
because majority of people can stand or at least hunch over in their attic, and then we'll move down to the more niche type attics.
Yeah. So the conventional attic, pull down stairs and platform up top that has, you know, air conditioner or whatever up there. Just go up there, stand on that platform. Get you a flashlight and look around. And where you want to concentrate your efforts are where things go up through the attic, the plumbing vents. If your attic has attic vents, anywhere there is
a chimney,
anywhere there's anything that penetrates the roof, those are going to be the places for leaks. And that's where you want to look. And you just want to look for discoloration in the wood.
Yeah. And don't make it more complicated in your head. If it looks like a different color in the wood, that's not a natural wood pattern, but its own unique pattern going down towards the floor, like down, not in alignment with the wood. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. And at that point, then it's, you know, call in a roofer.
Yeah. Don't panic.
Yeah. And it's good to have a roofer come out and do an inspection on that. And roof inspections are not expensive.
And sometimes they're free.
Right.
Yeah.
If you've had, you know, insurance issues, not insurance issues, but storm issues, and you can call in your insurance company.
Yeah. No, I mean, sometimes roofers they'll just inspect it for free.
Yeah.
You know, just some places, not all places.
Yeah. But yeah, the ones that aren't free are very cheap.
Very affordable.
It's so worth it to do that. And this is a really, really safe way to inspect your roof is through the attic.
Yeah.
You don't have to climb on your roof for that. So, that's what you want to do. And feel the temperature up there. If it's the summertime, this is when you want to tell. It really should not be too much hotter than it is outside. This is how you can tell if your attic is properly ventilated or not.
So if it's a little bit warmer than outside, that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit warmer.
I didn't know that.
But when it's, you know, 20 degrees hotter in the attic than it is outside, or more, you know, that might be a problem. And so that's a ventilation thing.
Okay, so now let's move on to the less common attics.
Older houses, I think, are going to, you know, not be the conventional as we know of today, where the attic access is in a closet and it's really small. And there's no place up in these older houses to store stuff. And that's what people buying houses today, a lot of times that's what they think the attic is for, that we need to store things.
Which is phenomenal to me.
Yeah, attics are not designed for storage.
No, and that's not what gets me. It's why, I'm sorry, but for me, like, if I have to go up in the attic, I'm not using it.
You're right. There are, like, you know, finished attics and things like that. That's different.
Right, that's different.
Yeah. And so the thought is, there's no floor up there. It's just an attic. Oh, well, then we're never going to go up there. And so we're going to build a shelf inside this closet and we're going to block off the access. Don't do that. Leave it accessible. So because it's still important to be able to poke your head up there, because there are things going on up there that you can't see otherwise. And, you know, you just got to leave it accessible. That's my thought.
And you can climb the beams. I actually just had a memory as you were talking. I remember.
Like walk on the ceiling joist. Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah. When I was in college, I was in an attic with my friend because his father had us check something because it was after Hurricane Sandy. And they just wanted to check because that neighborhood got slammed because it was on the water. And we went up there to make sure everything was fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm super appreciative of his father right now for having us do that because he cared, you know, because it's normal. Because like we talked about in like one of the very early episodes, like we grew up where this is normal. Like your dad's a home inspector. Mm-hmm. My dad's an anal Hispanic man, like just always checking and make sure. My dad always had very much pride in his home. Mm-hmm. And so we always, like in New York City where I grew up, our roof was like in Friends where it's flat and you can go out and hang out. Mm-hmm. And on the way up, you passed the attic, which mm-hmm. was maybe a torso's height.
Like a child's
A child's. I was like a little child, and there was like maybe my torso, because I would be the one they'd send in. Mm-hmm. or the flashlight. If my dad might have seen something, mm-hmm. he'd have me grow in and see if it was a thing or not, because mm-hmm. it was an old house, like 1800s mm-hmm. build, late 1800s, and it was just so cool. But I could see why, if you live in a metropolitan area like that, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want to check your attic. It was scary. But especially during, because I remember when you were in school for home inspection, and I started checking the roof for leaks during the openings, you know, like we found one around the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caught it early. Yeah, and so there's no need to panic. So what do you do if you find something?
One of two things. If you're fairly confident of where it's coming from, you know, usually it's something on the roof around, you know, the chimney or plumbing vent or whatever. If you're comfortable and your roof is safe enough to get up there, get you some roofing cement. It's like, it looks like a tube of caulking, and go up there and just apply some around where the leak is coming from.
Yeah. And so, cause I'm trying to, like, if there's anything we can do ourselves without having to call in somebody to do it, like if it's a mild new leak.
Yeah.
And it'd be okay to maybe take a heat gun to it and dry it out, or is that not even necessary?
No, you don't really have to do that. No. If it's a big spot, you know, if it was like a big failure and a huge rain came through, then you're going to want to dry it out.
With what, a fan? What do you do that with?
Yeah. Get a fan. You know, depending on where it is in the situation. Yeah. You can go up there with a heat gun. You are going to want to dry it out if it's big. If it's small, it'll dry itself out quickly enough, but mold can grow very quickly.
Oh.
So that's why you want it to dry.
Okay. So maybe spend $30 to $40 and get one of those big fans and stick it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad. Yeah,
air it out.
Yeah. Better than mold.
Yeah. Absolutely better than mold. But yeah, most of the time it's as simple as that. If you have a higher roof and you don't feel comfortable, you know, please don't, you know, one day work up the courage to go up on your roof. just if you've never been comfortable with it, it's not going to happen now. Just, you know, spend $150 to have somebody come out and do it for you.
Unfinished basements and crawl spaces in two sentences, go.
Two sentences.
Yeah. I thought I was being generous.
Nobody wants to go in their crawl space.
True.
Unfinished basements are a little bit easier. Really tall crawl spaces are easier. Here's where moisture is the biggest problem, is in crawl spaces and basements.
You're over your time and we're moving on to, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
This is actually pretty simple. I'll start with a crawl space first. It's a dirt floor, so it needs to have a vapor barrier on it. Plastic sheeting, you know, 10 mil poly sheeting. And it needs to be continuous. No holes, no earth showing, just all the way across.
Is overlapping significantly? Okay.
It needs to overlap 6 inches, I think.
Oh, I was thinking more like 2 feet. So that's good.
I think at least.
Yeah.
But you can make it overlap more.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are specific instructions on how to lay it down. So vapor barrier. And if it's a vented crawl space, which most are, they got the vents, you know, around. Those vents need to stay open all year long. If you have those two things in place, if you've got the vents open and you have the vapor barrier down, a proper one, you will take care of so much of the moisture just right there. And installing a vapor barrier can be kind of expensive, but relatively speaking, it's
so exciting though when you come across one on an inspection, because it is really just nice. So nice down there
But,
for a crawl space.
Yeah, but you got to think about the things that you're preventing.
Exactly, which are?
Mold, structural damage from the wood members of the house being too moist.
Mm-hmm.
Predominantly those. Because then you're getting into the five-figure
Does it help?
Range of repairs.
Mm. Does it help with termites? Keeping them at bay so long as you don't have your like wood fire chunks against the house, which is a huge no-no.
Right. Yeah. You don't want that. Having the vapor barrier that extends all the way, can prevent them from coming up.
That's awesome.
But, that's going to be if you have one of the closed crawl spaces where it goes up the wall a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I was imagining.
Yeah.
People just get the floor done.
People just get the floor done.
I didn't know that was an option.
And I mean, yeah, in most houses, that's going to be a couple grand. Have that done. It greatly depends on the type of crawl space it is, but that's typical. But termites can still get around it. You're still, if you're in an area like we are in the Southeast, you still want to get termite treatment. Really, no matter what foundation you have.
So. And I would say to that, if you have a crawl space and you have somebody go down there and check, or you like to go down there and check, after, like when you have somebody come out and treat for wood destroying insects or pests or whatever, mm-hmm. make sure that they're not pooling the crawl space, because I actually know of a home inspector who had skin damage because he got burned doing a crawl space.
Oh, yeah.
Because the bug guy mm-hmm. did a terrible job and pretty much just left so much soaking at the bottom.
Yeah.
And he had chemical burns.
Yeah. That's rough.
That is rough.
Yeah. So as a homeowner, you know, what can you do? Because nobody wants to go in their crawl space. I would strongly recommend doing it.
And if you really, and if you really, really don't want to, because not checking it can hide very expensive foundational problems,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it to hire someone.
It's going to cost you $125, $150
to have somebody come out and do it for you. Like Andrew is one of the, like, it's an ancillary service that we do that we don't super promote because, I mean, we're busy, so, you know, but.
But yeah, you can have a home inspector come out and just inspect your crawl space.
Yeah, even if they don't offer it, call them and see, because they just might not be busy.
Yeah. Waterproofing contractors.
Well, yep, they do it for free.
A lot of them will do it for free.
A lot of them will, yeah.
And the reason that they do it for free, I'm just going to throw this in here, because people get, it's like, well, of course they do it for free because they're going to find something, right? You know, they're trying to sell. Well, yeah. And they probably are going to find something because most crawl spaces have some sort of issue.
It's true.
And yeah, they're going to recommend that you do something about that. This is why it's good to, you know, be networked and do your homework on contractors. That's a different conversation.
It's a different conversation. Yeah. And the guy who's out there is already getting paid regardless of whether or not you're getting it. So don't think that he's, you know, really going to push it hard because he's not, he's getting paid. Chill, you know? And no one wants to go out to do an emergency fill in the blank. So right. if it's not an emergency, you can always ask what are less expensive things to do mm-hmm. to prevent further damage. Because what they're offering you is like, here's the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. But you're also talking to a professional of the field. Ask what else you can do. Mm-hmm. There is literally no harm in that. And they're not going to not answer you.
Yeah. So, you know, if you do decide you want to go in your own crawl space, you know, you can get yourself, you know, your own set of coveralls if you want to, or some really ratty clothes. But what are you looking for? The water is the biggest thing. You're looking for water. Plumbing leaks, you can find those down there. And you're looking for water coming in through the foundation walls. Just any kind of signs of water. You don't have to know how to fix it because chances are when it comes to this, it needs to be professionally remediated.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least you can be aware of what's going on. If it's a plumbing leak, that's probably easy enough for a handy homeowner to be able to handle. It gives you such a leg up because imagine a small drip going unnoticed for years of the damage it can do. Mm. So, man, it pays off to just suit up and get a few spider webs in your hair to prevent something huge.
Wear a shower cap if you want to be a princess. You're not going to look cute.
Wear a hat.
Yeah, wear a cap. Wear a shower cap. If you're afraid of anything icky getting on your head,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. The other thing that it's going to show you, and this is true of basements too, is how is water, rainwater being diverted away from the house? If your gutters aren't properly diverting water, you're going to see wet walls. And you're going to see that in the form of either literally a wet wall or the chalky white powder.
Efflorescence.
You're going to see that chalky white powder. That means water is coming through and it's pushing those salt deposits through the wall.
Like a very well used terracotta pot.
Yeah.
If no one knows can picture what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. It's a white chalky powdery substance. Then it's time to call in the waterproofing contractor and kind of let them give you direction because they can track that stuff down better.
Cool is sometimes like dry otter water or dry
otter waterproofing.
Thank you. I never get it right. They actually have a service will. They'll just come back out and take care of it for you with no charge.
Yeah. If they do something to
prevent water from coming towards it and water still, they'll come out and take care of it.
Yep.
So yeah, you're getting people for life, not just a one-time service.
Yeah. Sump pumps are very popular way. If you have a pond in your crawl space, that means water's coming up from the ground. You know, whether it's a low water table
totally
or whatever.
Totally a mold.
If you ever see that, then that means you need a sump pump to pump rainwater out of there. Relatively low cost for what it prevents. Mm-hmm. $3,000 to get one of these installed and to pump it out properly.
Yeah, and if you don't want to deal with this, buy a new house. Honestly, sell it. Sell the house you have now. Because, I mean, that's the thing. People, like, we so love when people take care of their homes. Mm-hmm. Which is why we do the podcast and provide content on our social platforms is because we want people to take care of their home. So their personal economy, because this is a huge investment. Like homes make you money when you take care of them. Mm-hmm. Because when you take care of them and it's time to sell, it's going to be priced better. Mm-hmm. And if your neighbors take care of their homes, your whole neighborhood's going to be priced nicer. You know what I mean? Like you just take care of your home because this is for most of us, like our top investment for most Americans. Mm-hmm. And any real estate investor is going to tell you, you have to take care of your home. Mm-hmm. These little things that are frustrating or inconvenient to do are necessary for a healthy home. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to do it, and if your home's kind of like down a hill or move, mm-hmm. get a house on a hill. what I mean? Rent. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anyone any favors. Like if you're not going to take care of your house, then you might as well rent.
Yeah.
You mount as well.
This is better for everybody.
It's better for everyone. It's going to get taken care of. You'll have a Supra or a landlord or whatever they call them here, like a handy person that lives in the house.
You call them a Supra. Super.
Super. A Super. Something in the Super key. But, you know, just, you know, no one's going to be judging you. But if you're not going to take care of your home properly, then just rent a really nice place.
Yeah. Have somebody else worry about it.
Yeah. Hope you found that helpful. We will link content for visuals for you who are going to act on this.
Yep.
Bravo to you. And, you know, owning home is a privilege. It's a huge responsibility. And it's amazing when you actually take care of your home.
Yeah. And, you know, it's
there's no shame if you don't want to do it. It is fun.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, DIY and all this stuff is like so hugely popular.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
It feels good and it's mm-hmm. rewarding. But if you don't want to do it, there's no shame. You're not throwing away money if you rent.
Mm-hmm.
You're destroying a property that's going to devalue. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Don't feel bad if you're not into this.
Yeah. If you're not going to keep up your home, then you are throwing away money.
You are.
Yeah. But see, here.
And it takes 5 years, I think. It takes several years for owning a home to kind of level out where it's less money than renting. So right. It's not like right off the bat. You're going to spend more when you first move into a house mm-hmm. because there are things that need to get done.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be things that need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of the privilege of owning a home.
Yeah.
So no shame if you don't want to do that. Make room for somebody who wants to come in and take care of it.
Yeah. And, you know, even if you don't want to do a lot of the stuff that we talked about yourself, you know, the good news here is that these types of inspections are cheap or free.
Yeah. And the maintenance is not a huge dent.
No.
I'm sorry. $2,000 is not a lot of money.
In the grand scheme of a house.
It's in American standards, it's not.
Yeah.
People like going on holidays or vacations rather and mm-hmm. buying like all, you know, they like to look rich.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are rich, they want to look it too.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not, they want to look it.
Right.
Put the money where it's going to make you money.
Put it in your house.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, all right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us for real estate and coffee. I had coffee this time.
Have a great week.